Yeah, there's something about if you were here, what I would want you to do to me. I kind of think I would stay on the floor like this, my back against a wall. And I'd have you, you'd sit right in front of me. And I'd put my legs, let's see, you'd be sitting in front of me cross-legged as well. I'd put my legs around your waist so that my pussy was up against you, up against your dick, kind of like we were kind of entwined in each other. I'd still be in my thong and you'd just be in your boxer briefs, and I could feel your hard dick pressing up against me, and you might slide my thong to the side so that you could press your still boxer brief stick kind of up against and into me, like kind of fucking me with your underwear on a little bit. Yeah, just pressing the tip into the slit just like really slightly, just pressing into me. And while you do that, you'd have your hands on the lower part of my back, pushing and pulling towards me, just pushing and pulling towards you, like a little hand gesture of come here, or come for me, pressing me into you, and your dick would probably let loose from your pants. So as we sat here, rubbing up against each other, buck my hips. Ugh, I can't even talk. Buck my hips up against you, and you'd finger me. You'd take your thumb and rub it around my clit in a circle. As with the other hand, you pulled me near to you. And you'd just be watching with your eyes as I moan. When you rub, you take your pointer finger and your middle finger, and you twist them a little, and you insert them into my pussy, fingering me. You have a dick that you could shove in me, but you decide to manhandle me. You put that up inside me, and you twist it, and you just keep twisting, grabbing me. Gosh. Then I would get up on my knees and press you back on the floor. Maybe you told me to do this, I don't know. But this is what's happening. I'd set myself down on your hard cock, just slowly at first as you stretch me out. You'd put your hands on the back of my hips, then you'd rock me back and forth with them as I thrust on you, going deeper and deeper each time I go down. Thrust. As you bring me towards you, as your cock just filling me up. As I ride you, maybe you'd... Oh, God, it's hard. It's hard to pay attention. You'd put my shirt, releasing the ladies, so that my nipples would be out, and you'd pop them into your mouth. Oh, God. I love that. Yeah. He threw me down against the bed. So I'm on my back. Because you get to do whatever you want to me, because I'm your dirty fucking slut. Mm-hmm. You thrust your tongue into my slit and dart it in and out and just lick the folds around my pussy. I'm so wet, oh my god. Sir. And your tongue is just flicking across my clit, just over and over as your finger suck on me. You're trying to make me come, I know you are. With that tongue. Oh, yeah. Oh, like that. Yeah. I might press my hand against the back of your head. Because I want you to keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, I'm gonna come. I want to come for you, baby. Oh, yeah. I'm your dirty slut. Yeah, keep licking on me. Like that. Yeah. Wrap my legs around your head as you just keep licking on me. I have a hard time I do have a hard time recording this and also being self-conscious because I know that I'm just laying here in an empty house and you're not actually really here, and then you're gonna be listening to this later and listening to me being really panty and I'm making no sense and I'm rambling and I'm fucking myself in my hand and I just can't help but think about all of that. Oh, but it's also still really hot that you want to hear that. You just want to hear my desire and like what I want and I wanted you to be in this goddamn room with your head between my legs and sucking on my clit and making me come. Yes, sir. Yeah. Oh. Just keep sucking on it. Yeah. I want you to make me come. I'm already so wet. I'm so sloppy wet for you. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Keep doing that, babe. Yeah, just like that. I'm really glad you don't live in Chicago. I'd make you come and sit on my face right now. I'm shove your cock down my throat.